Joanne, too, would you share the word with us this morning?
I certainly will. Make sure I'm in the right place.
Yeah.
In the right Bible. I have it all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Isaiah chapter 62.
Okay, very good. Isaiah chapter 62.
And it's 1 through 6 or 7, I forget.
Well, it's 1 through 5.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, it looks like it.
Because I love Zion, I will not keep still. Because my heart yearns for Jerusalem, I cannot remain silent. I will not stop praying for her until her righteousness shines like the dawn, and her salvation blazes like a burning torch. The nations will see your righteousness. World leaders will be blinded by your glory. And you will be given a new name by the Lord's own mouth. The Lord will hold you in his hand for all to see. A splendid crown in the hand of God. Never again will you be called the forsaken city or the desolate land. Your new name will be the city of God's delight and the bride of God. For the Lord delights in you and will claim you as his bride. Your children will commit themselves to you, O Jerusalem, just as a young man commits himself to his bride. Then God will rejoice over you as a bridegroom rejoices over his bride.
Amen. Thank you. That scripture that she read out of Isaiah is a prophecy that will relate to the wedding of the Cana of Galilee. And, of course, in the book of Revelation, we're waiting for the bridegroom. The church is the bride of Christ, waiting for her bridegroom. And so thank you, Joanne.